for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics, presenting Daddy-O, starring Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn. A woman and a cabbie connect and engage in intimate and mysterious conversations during a taxi ride. Starts Friday, only in theaters. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Emporia, 87 in Chanute. It's 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we are streaming always 24 hours a day, 366 this year, days per year. You can hear KPR1 and KPR2 being streamed.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including The Temptations, Straight No Chaser, and The Simon and Garfunkel Story. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, we are going to be talking about Julian Assange, his legal legacy, and is he, in fact, a member of the press? The argument has been he's a member of the press. He's a journalist. We will talk about that also. An increased risk of dengue in the United States. It's been causing problems in Central and South America. How much of a problem will it be here? We'll look into it coming up shortly here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
KPR is the result of a fairly simple formula. Local public radio plus dedication to using the power of media for the public good, multiplied by the strength of local listener support. Our fiscal year end is approaching quickly, and we could use your financial support to end up our budget year in a strong position. You can help out right now by contributing at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you very much. 20% chance of showers and storms late tonight. It's going to be humid tonight. Lows in the upper 60s. 30% chance of showers and storms tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. It's 6:20.
Super News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host. I want to remind you quickly, you will be able to hear that debate tomorrow night, 8 to 10 p.m. on your KPR One station.
Right now, we're sending anyone who gives $7 a month or more a brand new KPR logo enamel pin. Increase your support today at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks for your investment in KPR.
News headlines coming up next. It is 85 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Topeka. It's 6:30.
On Wall Street, shares of Rivian soared after Volkswagen said it would invest several billion in the struggling electric car maker. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A new federal report shows traffic deaths fell in Kansas in the first quarter of the year, but not in some of our neighboring states. Stephen Coranda has more.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration found that in the first 3 months of the year, 68 people died in Kansas crashes, down almost 22% from the same time last year. Traffic deaths nationally have been falling since 2022. Federal officials still say the number of dead is too high and distracted driving is one cause. Traffic deaths increased in Missouri by 16% during the first part of this year, and in Nebraska, deaths rose 34%. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Coranda.
Kansas and three other states have joined a pilot program making it easier for cattle farmers to test for bird flu. The voluntary protocol allows herds that test negative to move more freely across state lines. Farmers will have to regularly test their milk for the virus. Health officials have detected bird flu in four Kansas cattle herds, but the federal government says there are no active cases in the state. Dozens of herds have tested positive across the nation. Justin Smith is the Animal Health Commissioner at the Kansas Department of Agriculture.
The testing, one, is to minimize that exposure, but two, is to help us better understand and allow us to sleep better that those herds are not infected at that point in time.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the risk is still low for most people. Most people are aware that Habitat for Humanity builds houses, but the nonprofit agency is trying to get the word out that it does a lot more than that. Josh Brewer leads Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills.
But most people don't know that we originate, service, and provide underwriting for mortgages. We work with the USDA when we're working in a rural area. They're a phenomenal partner, and the USDA 502 program has an interest rate between 1 and 4%.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. You'll learn more about the agency visiting the KPR website. Look for the KPR Community Spotlight area. Check it out at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 85 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 6:35.
Support. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hello, I'm Jay Schaefer, KPR News Director and the current host of Morning Edition. Now is a great time to become a sustaining member of Kansas Public Radio or to upgrade your sustaining membership, because a group of generous KPR listeners will match your gift dollar for dollar. In order to end our fiscal year securely, we need to raise $25,000 in the next few days. So please donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We still have about another 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations tonight, up next, we will have news headlines followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. Then, of course, it's Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR2, up next is the Moth Radio Hour. That will be followed by news from the BBC World Service through your overnight hours.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at PinesGardenMarket.com.
We have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight tonight. Lows in the upper 60s. Going to feel very humid. For tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and storms, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Slight chance of rain tomorrow evening, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Tomorrow night, continued humid, with lows only getting down to the lower 70s. It's 10 minutes before 7.
From NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for individuals in a variety of career fields who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. From Amazon Business, from small business to big enterprise and everything in between, Amazon Business works to help simplify the supplies buying process. Learn more about smart business buying at amazonbusiness.com. From Colette, in business since 1918, offering guided tours for culturally curious travelers to all 7 continents. Tours feature immersive experiences focused on engaging with local communities. Online at gocolette.com. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Some people wonder what it is that makes NPR's news coverage feel so personal. The answer is easy. We're talking to you. Listen weekday mornings to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer is your local host. Quick reminder, we didn't find out about it till today, but NPR will be carrying coverage of the debate between former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden tomorrow evening, 8 o'clock, 8 to 10, on KPR One stations. Tune in if you would like to hear the NPR analysis and more.
Do you enjoy the news, music, and enlightening talk on KPR? Help us keep the station on the air by becoming a sustaining member or upgrading your sustaining membership at kansaspublicradio.org. Give today and your gift will be matched.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KAND and KAND HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, June 25th through 30th in Lawrence, Kansas. All access passes now on sale, including admission to all film screenings, events, and receptions. Available at freestatefestival.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight, but will remain humid. 20% chance of showers and storms after midnight. Lows in the upper 60s. 30% chance of showers and storms tomorrow. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. The time is 7:01.